This is the Coronation Podcast.
Welcome to Coronation's podcast series, where we discuss relevant topics on wealth management and finance. My name is Ifeanyi Uwefo, and I head private banking here at Coronation Merchant Bank. Today, we are discussing a topic of interest, especially for businesses and also for individuals. We're going to be talking about leveraging funding opportunities. In today's episode, we have Saheed Alamutu, the Chief Risk Officer, Coronation Merchant Bank. He is a thoroughbred governance, risk, and compliance professional with over two decades of strategic insight, experience, and excellence in the establishment and management of enterprise risk to optimize opportunities in pursuit of organization objective. In his role as the CRO, he oversees the risk management function in Coronation Merchant Bank, ensuring that material risk exposures of the organization are managed within the board-approved risk appetite. Together, we'll be discussing about funding options, prevention of bad debts, diversification of funding sources, and a lot more. So a warm welcome to you, Saheed.
Yeah, thank you, Fenwa. It's my pleasure to be here this afternoon.
Fantastic. So we're going to dive straight into it. And to start off, I would like to ask, realistically speaking, in today's economic conditions, are there any funding opportunities, both for individuals and for businesses?
Very well, so the answer is yes. Yes, there are various funding opportunities, either for individuals or, you know, for businesses. As with every economy, you always have a situation in which, you know, there are some people that have surplus funds and there are some people that are in need of funds. And, you know, it's only right to then find a way to channel the surplus funds to, you know, the areas of deficit so that ultimately you can have a balanced, you know, situation that can fulfill, you know, the interest of, you know, both parties. So in the case of individuals, for example, or even for companies or corporates, you can have a situation, of course, where whatever you want to do is self-funded, either from your savings for individuals or for companies, in which case it could be directly from the initial contribution of the owners, or it could be if they've been operating for some time, over time as you make profits, you can plow back some of the profits, meaning retention of earnings into your business if you don't want to borrow. So you can have self-funding in that case. Now, apart from that, you can also have a situation where you are also funding from debts, or you can do what I would call equity as well. So if you are doing from debts, largely that means you're looking at getting loans primarily from fund providers or financial services, you know. So, and there are different kinds of loans depending on, you know, your objective or what you want to do, you know, at any point in time. Now, in the case of equity as well, you have high net worth individuals who have surplus funds and they're interested in looking for viable ventures where they can invest such money. So you call them angel investors, for example. And then you have firms as well who are also looking for very viable startup companies that they believe have a lot of potential for return, and they can also invest there. So you have venture capital, you know, venture capitalists who, you know, interested in doing that. And of course, they want to have a share of that venture or of that, you know, company. And then of course, even within the equity space, there are various other options available. Now you can have companies that have been operating for some time. They can do an initial public offering where they offer, you know, the general public to take a bite of, you know, stake in the company or shares in the company. And then of course, if you have existing shareholders, like I think quite a number of banks are doing right now, you can also go by rights issue, meaning that for your existing shareholders, you are encouraging them to also take more, you know, stake in the company. So you have situations like that. And apart from that, there can be other alternatives, you know, such as crowdfunding. You know, you could do crowdfunding and you could also do, you know, peer-to-peer lending. In that case, you know, you just have someone bring two parties together you know, somebody still the same concept of someone in need of funds and someone who has surplus, you know, to give. So I think the general thing to note is that there are always opportunities, despite, you know, the state of the economy, not just in a country, but even globally. There will always be people who have surplus and there are people who have, you know, need for those funds. What is important is to look at your situation and say, look, what will be appropriate for me? But I think it's also important to know that these options have their own advantages and disadvantages. So there are always pros and cons. So if you're self-funding, of course, it has its pros and cons as well. And if you decide to go, you know, by debt, you know, take a loan, or you are also looking at equity, they all have their pros and cons, you know, so the advantages and disadvantages. Now, usually, what I will then recommend is that you must find a way of diversifying your sources of funding. You know, diversification is always good. There are lots of disadvantages by looking at just one source of funds. So if, for example, you're a startup and you're taking up completely debt, the risk of surviving is very low in that case, because again, what that means is that you're going to be paying a lot of finance costs. And the truth also is that a lot of financiers may not even show so much interest if you don't have a stake or some contribution to the venture yourself. You know, so usually what we advocate is that you have a mix, you know, you diversify your sources so that you can benefit, of course, from the advantages of the different sources, and as much as possible, limit the disadvantages, you know, that come, you know, with them.
Thank you so much. I think you've said so many things, some very interesting insights. You've talked about diversification, you've talked about the pros and cons of the various funding options, and also the cost implications. So we shall talk about this a little bit more in details as we progress in today's discussion. But I think what I think we should look at now are the pros and cons of leveraging different funding options to drive growth and also avoid bad debts. Are there tips you can give us around, you know, the pros and cons of the different funding options, bearing in mind that for anyone who is looking to you know, fund a business, the end result should be growth and also to be able to avoid bad debt.
Okay, so talking about the pros and cons, like I said, if let's look at it broadly from the perspective of maybe funding by debt and then funding by equity, for example. So if you are funding by debt, you know, there's a cost, of course, an immediate cost that is attached to it, meaning that let's call it interest costs. So if you are funding by debt, you know, you have to consider the interest, you know, costs at any point in time. And then, of course, if all of the things, if most of your funding source comes from debt, it means that you'll be paying a lot of, you know, interest, you know, cost as well. Now, the disadvantage also is that you don't have stable funds. That's also what it means, because at any point in time, usually the fund provider can call for their funds. You know, now, if you're funding by equity, of course, equity, there's a cost to equity as well. The difference is just that the funds is more available for the business. And then, of course, you don't have to, you know, part with an immediate cost. Typically, equity holders will benefit, you know, once there's profit, they can share from the profit of the business. So the other thing to look at is, if, for example, I just have, you know, something to do and the view that I have is just a short-term funding that I need, I probably don't need to start looking for someone to invest in such a venture. You know, if I need that funding for 3-6 months and I'm out of it and I can pay back, you know, whoever is provider of that funds, then I don't need to bring you in to be, you know, a stakeholder in my business, you know, in which case you will be, you know, part of the owner of the business. So at any point in time, you have to look at this and then consider your own peculiar situation and what is your objective. Now, of course, the advantage also of doing equity is if it's something that requires a lot of funds, you know, so you can have people that will also be a part of, you know, the finance requirements, you know, and what that means, of course, ultimately is that you will not share the profit alone. But then if you have a long-term view, you then realize that with more people coming in and having a fair share of the business, you can actually grow and also be big. So the question is, do you want to do it all alone and just share, you know, have something small, or you invite some other people and really grow big, and then what you have to yourself is more than what you will have had if you go it all alone.
Yeah, thank you so much. That really helps to put some clarity to you know, the steps that we should take to avoid running into problems. Thank you so much for sharing that. Let's talk a bit about diversification. Are there any benefits to using a mix of funding sources? I mean, you had mentioned earlier that certainly you wouldn't want us to depend on just a single funding stream. So maybe you can share with us what the benefits are in diversifying funding sources.
Okay, so of course there are many benefits to diversify. First of all, diversification itself, you know, in the balance of, you know, business, finance or risk management, means that you're generally reducing risk if you diversify. I think we need to note that first of all. Now, the other thing, for example, is if I own a business already, for example, and I need some funds, it's easier for me, you know, once I can fulfill the basic requirements, to probably approach a financial institution, especially if I've got track record or I've borrowed before, to assess, you know, credit or loan. But if I'm looking at getting a partner or trying to raise money by equity, it could take time. You know, the fund provider may want to do due diligence. It could take a lot more time. And whereas if what I'm trying to do, of course, is something that I need quickly, then I would rather, you know, go and look for opportunity to borrow, you know, so that I'm able to, of course, sort out my financial needs, and then I can move on, especially if it's for short term, like I said. The other thing is, even within each of the different categories, if you look at, for example, even if you're borrowing, it's also good to approach, you know, the financial institution to give you advice on the appropriate kind of borrowing. So if, for example, in Nigeria today, and maybe globally so, you know, you have a situation where interest rate is on the high. Now, if I need funds and it's not something that I need permanently, maybe I will need it and sometimes I don't need it, you may want to consider an option such as an overdraft. Because again, what that means is that you'll only be charged based on utilization at any point in time. You understand? So that can also have the advantage of limiting your borrowing costs, because I only get charged for the funds that I've used. And when I have surplus funds,
yeah,
I can always pay down. So I reduce, you know, my funding charges. So you look at things like that. And then, of course, if, for example, I already have done some jobs, for example, I'm just expecting payments. If I'm expecting payment, I have invoices and the counterparty is credible, I could also approach a bank to do invoice discounting for me, meaning that I've done the job, the risk is reduced. I'm just saying that I'm expecting 100 million, for example. Yeah. Can you give me some money pending when I receive my 100 million? So that's also an avenue. So largely, I think it's important to know, you know, what exactly you want, what is the situation, and then of course that can determine, you know, the kind of funding source that we can recommend, you know, for you.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on to risk tolerance. How best should individuals and businesses assess their risk tolerance before choosing a funding option? Especially considering that higher potential rewards often come with higher risks. But at the same time, there is also the risk of potential losses, which have an impact on financial health and business stability. So, you know, how best should individuals and businesses assess their risk tolerance before taking a decision on a funding option?
Okay. Yeah, thank you. So talking about risk tolerance itself is going to be relative, to be honest, and it's not going to be the same for everybody, because your tolerance is about the amount of risk that you are willing to take. And you know, when it comes to risk taking, it will vary, and so many things can also determine if, for example, you are a young person For example, you're just starting out your life and you are thinking of you may have time to take a lot of risk, because if for any reason what you're doing fails, you probably will have time to recover. But if you're near retirement or almost retiring, as the case may be, you want to limit the kind of risk you're taking, because if for any reason it doesn't work out, it means that you may lose everything that you have worked for. I think that needs to be very, very clear. But when it comes to, you know, risk appetites or tolerance for risk, my own, I would always advocate that make sure you take risk, that if you look at the downside, if the downside should crystallize, it will not put you in a situation that you cannot survive again. Mm-hmm. That for me is very, very important. So you have to look at stability. So if you are taking risk, don't look at the profits alone. Look at the possibility that it may not go the way you want. And if that happens, you know, are you still going to be able to survive or exist as a business or as an individual? I think that's very, very, very important. So, and then that can determine the kind of risk, you know, that you're willing to take. But if you ask me, I would always say that, look, take risk such that if the other side should crystallize on you, you'll still be safe and sound and you'll still be in existence or survive. I think that's very important. And if you're unsure, it's always advisable to seek, of course, advice.
I think that makes a lot of sense. That's sound advice there. Thank you. What do you have to say about market conditions? You know, the current economic downturns, you know, it's tightening credit markets. So what effect does this current market condition have in determining funding options?
Okay, yeah, thank you. So if you look at today now, like I earlier said or earlier mentioned, we have a situation where interest rates are high. So what you find out is that, you know, apart from that, there are other economic, you know, issues that businesses, for example, have to consider. And what that means is that generally the cost of operating as a business has gone really, really high. Now, if you want to approach a bank for a loan, for example, if you're unsure, you know, about the viability of the business or venture, then there's probably no point, you know, taking that loan. If you have a long-term view, you could, like I said, decide to either use your own money to do it, or you may also get into a joint venture. In that case, there's no pressure of paying so much interest on you. You know, if things work out, and hopefully so, what you then do is to then share whatever profit you have with your JV partner. So that's another thing to consider. The other thing is that even if you have to borrow, there are so many options that you can look at. If, for example, it's a company that has a track record, very viable, you know, you may even decide to get money directly from potential investors. So take, for example, you can consider a commercial paper, for example. So if you're doing a commercial paper, what that means is that you are not borrowing money from the bank, but you probably go through the financial institution or bank to access money from potential investors directly. So the bank then becomes more like the broker or the go-between. Now, what that simply means is that typically, of course, because you have caught up the financial institution, you'll find out that the cost of borrowing may be lower for you. But then this is not everybody can access this, because for people to invest in your company directly without necessarily going through a bank, they want to be sure that you have track record, they believe in you and all that. So if you're credible, it's an option that you may want to consider. And some people also try to go through the bond market and all that to raise funds. So all of these options, of course, you know, they are available, you know, depending on the situation and what you want at any point in time. And like I said, if you believe so much in what you're doing and you don't mind for someone to have a share of the business, and you're looking at a long time view, then you can also consider, you know, equity option, like I earlier mentioned. So irrespective, there will always be opportunities. As a matter of fact, despite the current situation right now, this is when some businesses are booming, you know. So even in situations where things are generally not, where there's lull in the economy, you always find situations where people can also, you know, survive, and where some businesses are thriving and they're actually
growing. Indeed, I agree. Thank you so much. I think a lot has been shared with us already today, and the truth is the topic is truly one that we cannot exhaust in a short time. There's so much more insights that we can get out of this. We've already learned about various funding options. You've talked about self-funding, you've talked about debt, you've talked about equity, you've talked about diversification of funding sources, and there's just so much. I think it's not a topic that we can exhaust in a short time. But I'd like to thank you for the insights you've shared with us. Well, we unfortunately have to bring our conversation to an end at this point. We've looked at leveraging funding opportunities with Coronation Merchant Bank's podcast. We hope this episode has empowered you to take control of your financial future and make informed decisions when it comes to leveraging funding opportunities. Well, to learn more about Coronation Merchant Bank's private wealth management services, please visit our website at www.coronationmb.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and connect with us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at CoronationNG, and on Twitter at Coronation_NG for more financial education. Remember, every business and even individuals will require funding from time to time, and Coronation is your prosperity partner. We are here to guide you every step of the way. Thank you for joining us on Coronation's podcast. Until next time, stay informed and borrow wisely. Thank you.
This has been the Coronation Podcast. Thank you for listening.